This is Rob Long with Martini Shot on KCRW. In 2008, as the economy crashed, I checked the news every day to see which company had folded up. Lehman Brothers, gone. AIG, the massive insurance company, destroyed. Merrill Lynch facing chapter whatever. And it's like that today. But instead of companies, it's famous people's reputations. Each day, it seems there's a new person being mostly very credibly accused of behaving in some kind of deeply loathsome way. And two things have stuck with me as the cascade of names and reputations have tumbled over the past few weeks. One is there are apparently a lot of men out there who are inexplicably and unfathomably not ashamed of their naked bodies, or at least not ashamed enough to keep them tightly under wraps like the rest of us. Is it possible to be a Harvey Weinstein, say, or to mention a name that popped up this week, a Charlie Rose, and think to yourself, you know what this situation needs to be really sexy? It needs me, naked. You know what amazing visual treat I'm about to give this unsuspecting young lady? My elderly, wrinkled, sagging body, an aging endoskeleton draped in a loose jacket of skin and fat. That's hot. And that brings me to my second thought, something that's been rattling around in my head for a few weeks. I can't speak to the morality here or the ways in which some powerful men are infected with some kind of monster virus because, honestly, that doesn't totally surprise me. People can be monsters. I'm more amazed that this monster virus seems to disable what, to me anyway, is one of the primary lizard brain ways we all manage to stay within the, let's face it, fairly wide guidelines of polite and civilized behavior. And that is fear of mortification. Fear of being embarrassed. Fear of being laughed at. Now, I admit that that exact fear is a key, maybe the key driver in everything I do. I mean, I don't like the fact that people standing next to me can see inside my ear, but how utterly unembarrassed, how totally unashamed, how, in fact, shame must not even be a hint of a trace of an emotion in you, do you have to be to do these nasty things in front of near strangers and not expect them to laugh at you? To appear, as some women have accused Charlie Rose of doing, just totally naked all of a sudden. How does a person get that way? And I think, just think, that what helps a person get that way in show business anyway, which is the only business I really know, is the very strange and utterly counterintuitive belief that they are special, that they are important, that they cannot be replaced. This business, with its pompous trappings and VIP rooms and special cosseting and pampering assistants, seems to reinforce this delusion, and it's not just on-screen talent. The entire constellation of upper-level management of the entertainment business as a whole, agents, managers, showrunners, directors, all of us, we often slip into an irrational fugue state wherein we are convinced that we cannot be replaced. That there is no one who can step into this job. No one quite like us. No one quite as gifted or visionary or essential to the process of making entertainment products for streaming or video on demand. And that, of course, is totally nuts. The bitter, to some of their victims, delightful irony here is that what we're watching as the names and reputations come tumbling down each day is not only a large-scale clearing out of mostly old men from their high-level perches, but the thing they assumed all along could not, would not happen. They are being replaced. And that's it for this week. Next week, we will change the subject for KCRW. This is Rob Long.